Intervju Radija Študent.
You listening more sounds 2009 shift basters.
Sophisticated queen MC. Yes, of course, that's me. It's just a ceremony. The one that's gonna take it to the top of the key. Introducing myself, MC Lisa Lee. The blast from the past, superb in every word. Super female rapper, yes, the best you've heard. Lisa Lee is known to be the people's choice. I get parties rocking with my sensuous voice. I'm gonna see the queen walking up. Consider just incognito. I make the fellas sweat because I keep their bodies hot. It's a woman's work. You got to give it what you got. Yeah.
In pozdravljeni v današnjem intervjuju Radio Študent. Pogovarjali se bomo s Parižanom, s pariškim producentom, mojstrom future daba, beatov, hip-hoperskih podlag in podobnih zadev. More Sounds je ime, za katerem se skriva, in danes večer nastopa v klubu Channel Zero v organizaciji zadruge CUF. So, More Sounds, thanks for coming.
Thank you, thanks for the invite.
So let's start with your production approach. As I understand it, it's like it goes back to hip-hop, back to dub, to different this retro stuff, but at the same time it's really basic contemporary stuff.
Yeah, because I start to make music maybe 15 years ago, and I start to making some mostly some hip-hop, and I start to scratch and mix some hip-hop, and then I try to get involved in the production. So I booked some gear, some sampler, and then I start to make mostly some hip hop. And then I use a lot to listen of hip hop and reggae stuff. And so I did a lot of hip hop, and then I moved to jungle stuff, jungle and more electronic actual production stuff, influenced by England producers and producers from Europe.
And do you like use lots of hardware or?
I use some hardware. I use some software. I love to use many instruments you can have and mix them. I don't have a basic formula. Uh-huh. I use lots of stuff. It can be VST plugins or. But I have also some synths, and I love to use in the studio the mixing desk. I have a big mixing desk in my studio. And I love to have some FX and treat sound with kind of dub techniques properly.
So you're talking about this board and this dub approach, and your live sets are also this kind of old school dubby techniques are involved in your live set.
Yeah, sure. I wanted to keep that for the live performance. So I use a mixing desk on stage and with some FX, and I play my tune and trying to dub in live, redub my tune in live.
Mm. So it's kind of the way that the some of the dub DJs do it, like, I don't know, like Matt Professor, I know he does.
They take some track
multi-track.
Yeah, multi-track and playing live. Replay live. This is dub properly. This is have the track of a tune and redub it.
Mm. And do you have like at the moment like a favorite toy, like, or in the studio or live, like a small gadget that you always like to use? I don't know, maybe.
When I'm not in the studio?
Or whatever, or in the studio or live. Is there like, I don't know, this one echo effect?
Yeah, I have a dub siren. Siren. I love. This is a really good toy, and you know, like Jashaka siren, old school dub. But yeah, this is pleasant to play with this.
Do you overuse it, like every minute?
Yeah, sometimes I try to not overuse it, because it might be disturbing.
And so now we're talking about this let's say, dub approach to your sets. But at the same time, I've seen some mixes of yours online, and lately you're also doing a lot of this footwork and juke kind of mixes. So also this footwork music also interests you a lot.
Yeah. I discovered the footwork, and I love this because this kind of music, because this is a really brute. It's remind me the old time jungle music, you know, from the 90s. Mm. And I love this vibe of quick tracks made quick and simple and and very. Very brutal,
direct.
Direct. It's so I like this vibe.
And you also DJ out or do only live sets?
No, I used to DJ before because I used to scratch and stuff like this, but I don't used to make DJ set anymore. Maybe I will after, but I wanted to focus on the live set properly and play my tune mostly.
And how is this? I don't even know how to call it. This beats or bass scene in Paris at the moment.
In Paris is hard to. I didn't find my place to stay. I feel that there is a delay. There is not yet like in England or even in Germany or I don't know. Maybe I think there is a delay. So I mostly play in Lyon. That's cool. I went in Lyon because there is a big dub scene there, and I played there, and I will play again over there. But in Paris, it's kind of difficult.
Mm. And even the dub scene here, like you said, it's probably bigger in some other cities in France than in Paris.
Mm. I think
Mm. And. Then how did this cooperation with Omunit's label Cosmic Bridge? How did this happen?
This was a good friend, Jay Scarlett. He told to Omunit to he said, "Hey, listen to this producer, this French producer," and Omunit liked.
Mm.
So he asked me for an EP. So I did it with a great pleasure.
And this was
last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
So, and new plans? Are there any new plans with Cosmic Bridge or something else?
No, for Cosmic Bridge, not for the moment. But I will release on Bandcamp many tracks for last next weeks to come. And I have another EP is coming out for September or November. But I can't tell yet with which is the label. But soon.
But it's solid. I mean, it's
solid in UK. So okay. I will release. So I'm pretty happy.
And do you have like a favorite town, city, or a favorite club where you like to perform? Or
not really. It's very nice to go to England because England is amazing. There is a lot of clubs and a lot of good music, and so it's always very very cool to go play there because it's like, you know, the land of the music. But I played in Bologna 1 month ago. Was amazing. Was very 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 cool.
Uh-huh, so was Italy awesome. Italy has a scene like
I played in Bologna with Omunit and Original Culture and it was very very nice night.
And do you like usually get more like offers to play at more dub oriented nights or at more like this beats and
bass? No, it's more beats and electronic scene. Because you know some often always the dub scene are very dub, and if you play footwork I don't know how the Rastaman will you know.
Yeah sure. And tonight in Channel Zero, are you gonna play strictly your productions?
Yeah. This is 1 hour of my production or remix I did for another friends, but this is 100% of my production. Yeah.
Mm. And I mean, did you like you're probably into music like since you were a small guy?
Yeah.
And is there any old music that you're just finding now, you know? Because sometimes, at least for me, it's like you like you got your old stuff and you like it like something from 60s, 70s, I don't know, dub, funk.
Lots, yeah.
But then you're like in your 20s or in your and you find something that you haven't known before and it's like, wow, how the fuck did I not know about this music before?
It was hip hop and jungle. When I heard the jungle, I say, what is this? Where this come from? And it's a bit changed my mind. Jungle was very strong.
Mm.
Jungle Raga.
So you also went to lots of jungle parties back, like, I don't know, 5-10 years ago? Or...
I didn't do a lot of party, but I have a lot of mixtape and tape of jungle and listen a lot of Raga jungle tune.
Do you have like a favorite jungle DJ?
No, I'm very bad to but I have many, so much.
And okay, I think we covered most of it. Maybe do you also listen to new hip hop?
A bit. I listen a bit of new hip hop, but not too much.
Mm.
I'm not
a fan of that.
No. Yeah.
I don't know, like Kendrick Lamar. This.
Yeah. I'm trap music. I go slowly with trap music. There is a lot, and I'm not fan of everything that's in doing. I prefer the obscure stuff like juke music or. Mm. More underground stuff, but there is a lot of interesting stuff in new hip hop. And
yeah,
I listen some LP. We listen to Run the Jewel. I love this beat. Stuff like this, very strong.
And is like trap is huge now everywhere. Is it huge in Paris?
France? It's rough in Paris. But as I say, I take care with this. It's a very big commercial stuff, and there is good stuff in. But I go slowly with this. But there is lots of good things in trap music.
And would you emphasize like some younger artist from France that you see that is like amazing to you with the production or with the live set, like somebody from Paris or from some other town that you've heard or seen and you said, wow, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Is there anybody like?
Yeah, there is. There is some people in France, not too much actually, but all around the world, from US, from everywhere. I have some message, some stuff. It's very, very good. Very.
Lots of going on at the moment.
Yeah. That's great.
Okay. Thank you for coming to the studio.
No, thank you. Thank you for Kof Collective for tonight. I'm sure it will be a great night tonight.
Yeah.
With good vibes.
Yeah, so come down to Channel Zero tonight. More sounds in še razno razni drugi DJ vrtimo. Channel Zero vstopnina je zelo nizka, tako da če imate radi bite base, malo daba, malo hip-hopa, pridite, ne? In to je to, More Sounds na valovih Radio Študent.
Štrak, Radio Študent, big up.
Big up in sledi pojma nimam kaj.
Intervju Radija Študent.